The study was done by two assistant professors at the School of Social Work, who worked as social workers before heading off to grad school and university positions. They were allowed to study how an unnamed social services department operates. Both Annette Simanchin-Jones and Patricia Logan Green say the department they studied is making changes to spot chronic cases to help those families get the array of help they need. That requires a comprehensive assessment to spot chronic cases, and that requires figuring out what's chronic neglect. Logan Green says there's no agreement on what that is.
One of the key indicators, there seems to be agreement that it should cross multiple developmental periods. So it might occur, for example, in infancy and then into toddlerhood, or perhaps into early childhood, or toddlerhood and childhood. So it really is spanning some really important times in a child's development.
The researchers say there's a key involvement of poverty, so dealing with a family with chronic neglect probably requires a variety of help, from help dealing with poverty to substance abuse intervention. The families in their study had at least four different stressors, and some had more. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.